Rivers mentioned that you write poetry, is that right?
I've written one book, right. I've had one published, and I got another one ready now.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. How would you characterize the type of poetry that you write?
Maybe I'm going to let you see the book and let you characterize. Well,
is it free verse?
It's rhythmic verse and also iambic pentameter and some, free verse and others. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a copy and then you go through it.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Was it published recently?
Mm-hmm. July 1st. It was released July 1st.
And you have another one in progress?
I haven't sent it off yet.
Uh-huh. Who was the publisher?
Vanity of New York. For the day, so that I could possibly get them around to some other people that have asked about it.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I would try to give them some type of literature. You know. Mm-hmm.
Is this distributed in the bookstores here in Alabama? Is it available?
In some of them, and it's in Dothan, mm-hmm. Montgomery, Auburn. Those three I know about. Mm-hmm. The others I don't, and I heard from them by word of mouth. Mm-hmm. A couple of friends of mine said they were in Dothan and they saw the book there. Mm-hmm. I was in Auburn for an autograph party, so I know it's in three of those bookstores there. Mm-hmm. Johnson and Malone's, what is that? The University bookstore. And it was at Gaffer's. I think Gaffer's sold out. They've stopped selling hardback books now. Mm-hmm. So they only have them in the pocket books here.
Yeah. How long have you been writing poetry?
I think I started, like I said, at the age of 13. Somewhere around 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. Because some of the poems in there from the age of 13 to 20, about 25. Mm-hmm. The one I have now, that I'm working on now, is about 25 to present time.
Was this part of your college work? Did you get a degree in fine arts or something like that? Did you study writing poetry formally?
No. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like some of the other things that I just graduated to pick up. I was in the area in Massachusetts and I was introduced to poetry. Mm-hmm. And I began liking poetry. You know? I had a little when I was here, but I had a English teacher that really loved poetry, and she dealt with it quite a bit. And from this, I guess I just began to like it myself. Mm-hmm. So whenever I get a chance to pick up a book of poetry, I'll read too. You know, mm-hmm. So it's a means of expression for me. In writing letters, rather than sit down trying to figure out what I'm going to say, I just scribble out some type of feeling that I have and send it off to me. You know.
Yeah.
And from there, I just started. I said, well, why not? I just go ahead and keep it for my own benefit. Various people like them, so I just held on to them. Mm-hmm.
This is probably a hard question for a poet, but is it possible for you to isolate any particular influences other poets?
What other poets are you saying?
Yeah. Or who are your favorite poets?
Well, Paul Lowndes Dunbar is one. William Cullen Bryant is one. Edgar Allan Poe. Thoreau. Emerson. I don't have a favorite per se, mm-hmm. but they're some of the works of all of every poet. I mean, I find something of value, you know, that I like.
How do you like Whitman?
I like Whitman, right? Mm-hmm. Liesel Grass, yes. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Whitman and Poe and Thoreau and Bryant. Are there any particular contemporary poets that you like?